The American backlash against the French for opposing the war was at first largely symbolic. French fries were removed from American restaurant menus, replaced instead by freedom fries. Then there were similar rejections of French toast, French mustard, and French wine. But it appears that in this case, anger against the French is more than just bark. The backlash has turned into a boycott that has taken a big bite out of all kinds of French imports, and not just wine and cheese. Patricia Carreras is president of ICNA, a New York company that imports French home decor products for several large U.S. companies, and she joins us now. Thank you, Patricia, for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Do I understand this correctly? You've seen a 40% decline in sales over the past month?
Yes, we did.
To what do you attribute those losses?
I have to say, honestly, that we attribute it to two things. First, the slowdown of the economy, and what's going on internationally. Clearly, we have encountered some American avoiding buying French products.
Patricia, you're in a unique position because you were born in France, but you've lived here in the U.S. for a long time. The anger is one thing. Were you surprised that people began to, in some ways, vote with their checkbooks, that they began to say no to all things French, or that it was more than just a sentiment?
No, I was not surprised by the fact that they were using their checkbook, because I think that's in the American way of life. The French get in the street, you know, they protest in the street. The American use their checkbook. What I was surprised was by the violence of the impact. I was not expecting it to be so harsh.
The violence, what do you mean by that?
Violence, I mean by it lasting a little so long and people really canceling orders.
What are you hearing from retailers? Are customers expressing displeasure with French products, or is this a case where the retailers, who don't want to offend their customer base, are pulling French products off the shelves?
I think it's mostly the second point, meaning that the retailers don't want to offend their customer base, but most of it they don't want to offend their profit and loss line, meaning that they understand that if they put French products right now, they wouldn't sell them and they would rather put something else.
Those must be tough conversations that you're having with those retailers.
I have to say that it's a tough conversation, but also I understand it. I understand it from the American point of view. I understand the feeling of being betrayed. So what I'm hoping is that, you know, in the next 3 or 6 months, we won't see a divorce between France and the U.S. Right now, I think I'm just seeing a separation. And I hope that thing will change in the next few months.
This separation, though, is really starting to have a sharp effect on French importers. The Federation of Wine Exporters is calling a meeting later this week to discuss this. And I take that France's largest business federation took a rather unusual step and publicly acknowledged that there's been a significant sales slump.
Mm-hmm. I think they should acknowledge it. They need to let our politicians know that something is going on. Yeah.
And
I want also to emphasize something. We are living in a global economy today. As a French importer, of course, I'm hurt. But also, you have to understand that just speaking for myself, as I have less order, I'm also going to have some problem employing as many people as I was employing. And I have been laying off people.
You've had to lay off employees?
Yep.
How many?
Two.
And are they French-Americans?
No, American.
So this comes home to roost.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, I want to emphasize that it goes both ways.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Patricia Carreras is president of ICNA, a New York company that imports French home decor products and has seen a 40% decline in sales in recent months.